Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
We're in the middle of a crisis, you guys.
I can't even think about any good news.
Carly to have her ear amputated.
The inside of my tragus looks crazy.
Okay, for the people at home, what is your tragus?
The tragus is the like fold on the inside of the ear. The people listening.
The part. I'll show mine since it's not deformed.
But it's the people listening, I have to explain.
Oh. People get that pierced sometimes for like migraine issues, right?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. When you plug your ears, do you actually stick your fingers in your ear holes or do you use that little flap to cover your
the
ears?
The flap.
I put my fingers in the ear.
Oh, I use the flap and it's the best. You push the flap into your ear.
Yeah, it's way more sealing.
Oh, yeah. Like,
actually. I think that the finger in the ear is more sealing.
You think so?
I can't even touch that ear right now. I don't want to know.
I think it's about the same. I love those TikToks that just have the sound like do it work it, and it's like put your lips to the phone and then you make the sounds. Do you know what I'm talking about? It'll be like a synth sound of like
wah wah you wah wah wah.
Yeah, and you can if you like put it to your lips, then you make it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No idea.
We used to do that with like a Motorola Razr back in the day.
More
importantly, did she text you back?
Yeah.
Explain what's said. Yeah, you have an infection.
It is. It looks like zits, like but weird, like
we can put the pic up.
I don't know if I want the pic
up. It's more like a cyst than a zit. Yeah.
It looks like three different cyst in one like sack.
Yeah, like it literally looks like embryos.
Like a bot fly has nested.
Disgusting.
And it's like it's pretty. You can't really tell in the picture, but it's like raised.
You might get special powers,
or I might get an infection that spreads to my brain.
How did you realize it was there if you can't feel it?
Because like I'm always like touching it and stuff, and like I was moving it, and I was like, "Oh, there's a bump," but I just in my head I was like, "Oh, it's one of those like irritation bumps," because I get them on like all my piercings randomly.
It might be like oils too from like your hand, and if you're touching it a lot, and it
that's why I think it like feels like a zit when I touch it. Like I feel like I could like I want to like squeeze it.
I don't like it.
This is what I'm talking about,
Mike. You should do it.
And then if you put your lips.
You do this regularly?
Okay,
I love those TikToks.
Wait, what? I've never seen that.
It's like a trend where they'll do a song and they'll just make the synth sound and then you put your lips and when you do your lips, it makes the sound.
Some girl's like, why is Mike not responding to my texts?
Wow. No, like he must be talking to other girls.
No, I'm doing that. It's so much fun.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know why I just thought of that. But
I can't think of any good news now. I gotta go. Gotta go to the piercing place.
I'm gonna say it's all I'm thinking about.
I gotta go to urgent care.
I mean, it's between now and the end of the episode, nothing's gonna happen.
No, I know, but it's just like the what is it?
I know.
Of it all.
I mean, it's gonna either be something or it's nothing. And okay, if it's like, something, you take care of it. And it
what piercing place should I go? Whatever.
I like that your outfit change was just turning your hat around.
Oh, yeah.
We're back another week later.
Just like you guys like it. Exactly how you like it. The good news is this is actually a lie. So. Yeah.
The good news is the podcast is stronger than ever. We're
is
in
it?
A new year. We have so many new people. If you guys haven't already, share this podcast with a friend.
Yeah.
Let's double our audience this year in 2024. So
that
if everyone
would
be some listening,
good news.
Yeah, this is a positive show. Good influences, good news. And
there's so much bad going on in the world. We thought we would make an episode.
We could do a bad news episode.
Should we do a rebrand?
Of what?
Our aesthetic.
What, like bad influences?
Yeah.
Or dumb influences?
Or neutral influences?
We could still be like good influences, but like maybe new artwork, new photos.
Corruptive influences.
I would like new photos.
New photos? Yeah, we can totally do a rebrand. I'm down.
What's the new aesthetic? Like goth?
I actually have.
I feel like you always go to that.
Do
you
want to
do like some like role playing? You got to let it out.
Role playing?
Yeah, you got to like role play a goth.
Some RPGs.
That'd be so funny if Mike showed up as a goth. I would die.
Even in high school, I remember being like, you know, this is silly.
Mike,
it's not silly. It's
don't knock it till you try it.
Okay. Like Hello Kitty core. I'm just like, dude, what are we doing here?
Don't watch your mouth about Hello Kitty.
That's kawaii.
Sorry, no.
Crocs is coming out with a Hello Kitty shoe.
Kawaii. That means cute.
Yeah, that's cute.
No more cynicism, 2023.
No, keep it.
So much good news, 2024. Sorry.
You left year. No more cynicism in 2023.
Yeah, now
only
you're cynical.
Cynicism in 2024.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Good news. Speaking of cynicism.
Yeah.
The new curb season comes out pretty soon.
Oh, I know. It's apparently,
they're still doing it?
Yeah, apparently February it's the 4th? Final season.
Yeah.
Which he said before. He said it back on season 5, which was like in 2005.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like this one might. He's like 77 years old. It's crazy.
Wow. And still funny.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. Apparently, Conan O'Brien's in this season, too.
Oh, nice.
I'm very excited. Has he not been in any of the
he's
others?
Never been in it, no.
Really?
I don't think, yeah. They've only interacted like on that one time he was on the show. I'm excited for it.
That is great news for
us. I used to have a dream that like I would want to be on that show in some capacity. But now I feel like that time has passed. This is the
maybe
last
season.
Maybe
some extra work.
I know. I'm saying like I would love to just be like.
I would love just to be in an extra in an amazing movie. Because you're immortal.
In an amazing movie.
Like in The Holdovers?
There's not that many people in The Holdovers. But like even but just Oppenheimer. Extra. Put me in the background.
Saltburn.
Doing something.
Saltburn.
At the
party.
At The Holdovers, you could have been in like the restaurant drinking
yeah.
a beer.
Yeah, yeah.
The movie has to be so iconic. Like I was watching Grease the other day and I'm like, somebody's grandparents are like in this thing. And that's so cool. You'd be like, my grandma's the girl on the left. It's something that gets passed down and it's, the Grease isn't going anywhere. Still be on TV. And knowing that you're in that little thing, I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
One of my best friends growing up, her mom was an extra in, I think it's called The Heartbreak Kid. But it was so funny because I was
like. The Ben Stiller movie?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or is that what it was called?
Yeah.
Something like that?
I think it's one of those movies with two different names. Like they changed the name after it came out.
Like, oh.
The Heartbreak Kid is one of the names. I think there's another name like The X or something or.
Sometimes in different countries, they have
different.
Yeah, no,
it's The Heartbreak Kid.
Bo is Afraid is called Disappointment Boulevard overseas.
Really?
Yeah.
Also, you know that movie with Daniel Radcliffe and like Zoe Kazan and like Adam Driver called What If? It's a cute little rom-com. Have you ever seen it?
No.
It's awesome. It's a great movie. That's called What If? But in British or in England, it's the F word or the other F word is the name of it.
What's the other F word?
Friends or something like the F word, like you get friend zoned or
what
something.
A confusing title.
That's, yeah, I was like,
yeah,
what?
The other F word.
What's the good news here?
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's funny. She's like, they're so basically the movie, they like go on their honeymoon or something, and his wife gets a really bad sunburn, so she can't leave, and then he like falls in love with somebody else. And so when he's like out at the resort going around, there's like a bar, and my friend's mom. There's like a group of people that are supposed to be like a family or something. And they're just like cheersing their drinks and like, ha, 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 ha. But it's like clear on her. And it's so cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That is really cool.
It's yeah, that would be her. Sick to just be on film forever.
Oh, I have another one. My roommate in college, she was an extra in Mystic River because she lived in Dorchester. And they were just like, everyone, like, come out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's a vibe.
You said Dorchester, very non-Boston-y.
Dorchester.
Yeah.
Well, that's... I don't have a Boston accent.
Dorchester.
I know, but I thought it would have popped. You know, like, it, like sometimes you're talking to someone and when they say a place or a name that's of their accent, then their accent comes out.
Yeah, but that's like, not Ella, like the like accent Ella, I have,
she,
though.
When she talks about Italy, she goes, oh, and then my friend Fabrizio. And it's like,
oh,
she'll
yeah.
be... So I thought you were going to go Dorchester, but...
Can you do, like, a full Boston accent? Like, do a caricature of somebody from Boston.
I cannot. I'm not... I can't do accent work.
Oh, really?
Hi, my name is Aaron. I'm represented by Taste
It's
and
like,
Taste.
We grew up, like, 30 to 40 minutes outside of Boston in like a very small town. Like the only people who spoke with a Boston accent in our town is like our parents.
Right.
But like even they aren't like full like Pocticka and have it. Yeah. You know, it's just like certain words. We weren't in the area that like people are speaking.
Where's Grace O'Malley from?
They are from.
Is she from like proper Boston? Because she like always like. Does the accent? She like nails it every time.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, they have like pretty thick accents.
I wonder if we'd be friends with you if you have that accent.
From Southie, but
I don't know.
If Aaron was like, "Hey, God, I can't even do it," but like if you were just like annoyingly Boston-y, like the...
No, I know.
Does Nebraska like have an accent?
I don't think so. But some people have been like that thick Midwest accent. I'm like, what?
No,
but
that's
maybe
like
they're joking.
Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago has
Chicago.
One for sure.
I love Chicago accents.
Like, I feel like moms in Chicago have the very specific.
Warsh, Clarth, Warsh.
Oh, my gosh, God. No.
That's like, I think more Iowa.
Can you do like a new, oh yeah, do your New Jersey like accent or like the type of guys in New Jersey.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a little loud.
Like what? Hey,
hey, man, how's your fucking, how's your family? What's going on? Come here. Let me get a look at you. Come here. Whoa. Mr. Belafonte, do we have some good news? Can we?
Yes. Some news. Well, this is a Reddit post I stumbled across that was said, what is a good thing happening in the U.S. right now that people aren't aware of? So these are good things that are happening in the United States of America that people are not aware of.
And Donald maybe Trump is saving the country.
So we're aware.
We're fully aware of that.
The first one is that the IRS is testing a program in 2024 that will let most people file their taxes for free right at their website. So that should save people a little cash this spring.
But isn't that the same thing as like H&R Block?
No.
Really? Well,
those companies like TurboTax and H&R Block spend a lot of money making sure that the tax code is very complicated and they make themselves be a required service because of how complicated taxes are. So you have to pay TurboTax because filing your taxes, it should be free. You shouldn't have to pay. But like they make their living because the taxes are so confusing that you pay to use their service and then they do it for you.
TurboTax was so easy when I could do that.
Yeah. Using it is easy, but because they made it so complicated, that's the worst part. Like it's crazy that the IRS and the way they organize their taxes, it's so complicated. Even when you go on the website, you feel like you're wiring it to the wrong place.
Are you still doing TurboTax?
No, I don't do TurboTax.
Okay.
I
did wire the wrong thing one time. Oh my God, so
that's
annoying.
A whole other story. And
he
sent his
federal taxes to the state of California.
Oh,
and your federal is like
90%
and your state is like 10%.
Yeah.
So they just like had so much of Matt's money.
They're like, here's your refund.
It was just rushed. Because it's still so complicated.
You know that I did the exact same thing this year.
I did,
yeah.
Oh, that makes me feel so much better.
I paid the California my estimate for my federal, and I was just like, damn it, now I need to wait a year to get this money back.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
It's so annoying.
And, you know, you look at websites like Rocket Money, where they organize all of your finances and everything in the same place, and it's so clean and easy. Why can't the IRS do that?
Like, why can't they just tell us what we owe?
There's a meme of that. It's like, hey, how much money do I owe? We're not going to tell you. Well,
what if I get it wrong?
What if I get it wrong? Then you go to jail.
Yeah.
It's like, well, what am I supposed to do?
No, for real.
The IRS will always come after you, right?
What do you mean?
Well, like, I saw some people who were like, boy, don't pay your taxes this year.
No, that's so
dumb. There needs to be a ceasefire. And if we all stop paying our taxes, we can, like, solve the conflict overseas. And I'm like, no, that does not sound like a good idea at all.
It's like a libertarian, like, dream of, oh, we're not going to pay our taxes and everyone, it's going to be a revolution. Like, no fucking chance.
Like, I don't want to pay taxes, but, like, we have to.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Rocket Money. Now, some people have subscriptions that they know about, but many people have subscriptions that they don't know about. For example, I was paying for one of my streaming services twice, and I didn't realize it because I had signed up in two different ways, and Rocket Money helped me figure that out and cancel it. And I'm truly thankful that I've had Rocket Money for almost 2 years now. I literally use it every single day at the end of my month. I see how much I've spent, how much I've saved. It's truly like my best friend when it comes to managing my finances and helps me know maybe when things are looking a little bit off, it can help me figure out what I need to fix. So what is Rocket Money? Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place, and if you see something that you don't want, you can cancel it with a tap. You never have to get on the phone with customer service. They'll even try and get you a refund for the last couple of months of wasted money and negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money has over 5 million users, I am one of them, and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/good. That's rocketmoney.com/good. rocketmoney.com/good. And now back to the episode.
I think it's fascinating. I love like a celebrity like financial scandal where you find out a celeb has like never paid their taxes. Like Shakira.
The situation.
It's the situation. Wesley Snipes. That guy had to like serve, I think, a year in jail because he owed millions of dollars.
Apparently
in taxes.
Also, like if you cheat on your taxes, for every dollar that you cheat on.
What does that mean? Cheat.
You owe $40 back.
Can I make an example of cheat?
So let's say, for example, you buy a car for your business, but you actually don't use it for your business and you write it off.
Okay.
And you're, or you buy like
some
a gift for yourself and you claim, like, I'm going to buy a $20,000 watch and claim it's for a client, and then I just end up wearing it and I don't gift it to them, and they find out that $20,000 that I wrote off, whatever. It's, taxes are a fucking nightmare.
Interesting.
Just pay the professionals. That's what they're there for.
Yeah.
Get a good accountant and God bless.
And then hope they don't fuck up.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Because I feel like a lot of like celebs, they've got to have people doing like a business manager.
Yeah. Shady stuff. Yeah.
What do you think about, I saw this like discussion because Emma Chamberlain like talked about this on a podcast, but she was like, I have no idea how much money I have. Like, I don't know anything. Like, how do you feel about celebrities like having no idea?
Because
obviously they have many people in control of their money and are like, yes, you can go, you can do this for sure. Like, not, don't worry about it.
I think
here's
you're just
money for
asking
this.
To get ripped off. Like, you're if you're going out there and be like, I don't know how any of this works. Like,
I just think that's crazy. I would go crazy not knowing if I had like
20 million or 20,000.
Literally. Like, yeah. I'd be like, what's going on in my day?
You're just communicating that you're a prime candidate to get ripped off.
That has to be kind of liberating though, knowing, well, if she has the right people and she has the right team and she can look up how much she wants and she knows it's good.
Yeah.
But when you know that you're not that aggressive of a spender and there's nothing like you're like, I need to buy this boat, I need to get this. When you're just like, I know I'm not spending that much, so why do I need to look?
Yeah.
That has to be, I don't know, kind of liberating to know.
Totally.
When you're just like, it's set.
Yeah.
You beat the video game.
Yeah.
Now you can just chill.
But I just personally would like have to know exactly. Just to like know.
Yeah. Speaking of ears, there's a hopeful treatment for tinnitus that's aiming to be available in early 2024, which I guess, you know, is now.
There is a trick to get rid of it already.
To get rid of tinnitus?
Yeah, I read this.
Drink water upside down.
Tinnitus, though, is...
The ringing in your ears.
Yeah. I read about this. I can't remember exactly how it works, but you basically, like, put your hands behind your head and, like, tighten them, and then you, like, flick the back of your head or something.
Guys, don't do this.
No. I did it after a concert, and it fucking worked.
Whoa.
Like, you know, when you come home from a concert,
like some people have like concert.
No,
yeah.
I know. And the Reddit that I saw this on was like, this literally worked.
Hmm.
It's some way where you like close your
tells
ears
my
and
mom.
Like flick the back of your.
No, have her do the medical one.
Yeah.
The medical one.
Yeah. Well, my mom has tinnitus.
You're like, all
she
you have to do is dislocate your spine.
No, it's not. It's something like gentle that you do. Also, like, do you know the trick to unclog your sinuses if you ever have a clogged sinus?
No.
You push in between your eyebrows.
Oh, I've tried, yeah.
And then you take your tongue and you like roll it back and forth on the roof of your mouth. And for whatever reason, like the veins and all the shit that's connected, 100% of the time it works. You push in between your eyebrows
How
and take the tongue.
How clogged sinuses are we talking?
My sinuses never get clogged.
I'm gonna use Afrin.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if you're sick, like does it work if you have
a cold? Yeah, no, that's when it works. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Or just get Breathe Right strips. Matt turned me onto those. Changed my fucking life.
It helps with stuffy noses.
Oh my God.
Even good news.
Even a non-stuffy nose, you're just like...
Yeah.
You feel like you're on like a planet that has better oxygen. It's unbelievable.
What are they? Are they like Vicks?
No, it's like a sticky, it's like a 3M tape or like a Band-Aid.
Yeah, but no, I know what it looks like.
Titanium band inside.
It's titanium?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's titanium.
I think it's like a paperclip, dude.
Silver? Or I think the titanium because it's like so close to our skin that it's like better. Like people who are allergic to... I thought it's titanium.
I don't know. But basically what it does, Aaron, is you stick it on like a Band-Aid and then inside the piece of metal that's like in between it, it is expanding outwards and it pulls with the tape on your nose. And then you're just like, it's like, imagine you do this, like hold your nose open and it's like that all the time.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Your ears can go so far.
Did you get a good breath? Did you get a good, like, yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah, I get
Aaron, try
right,
it.
I'm good.
Pull your nose open and take a breath.
Don't knock until you try it.
Do it. Don't knock until you try it.
I understand the effect that will happen.
Don't knock until you try it.
I don't want to touch my nose. It's sick season.
Do you want to stick it in my ear where my...
Saw your mom.
It's the season of the six. No, six.
Sticks.
Six.
Oh.
Season
it's
of
the
six.
Season of six?
Yes. Like the number six.
But the name of the song is Stick Season.
No, it's not.
It's Six Season. He's talking about like the area code and where he's from in Vermont.
Yeah. S-I-X. But you know we're saying like S-I-C-K.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Well, he says the season.
The Sticks is in the title, but it's not in the song.
What?
It's like a whole thing.
He might say it in one of the verses, but the main thing is Season
because
of the
Six. It's Stick Season. It's the season of sticks.
Six.
Are you kidding?
Look it up.
Yo, this whole fucking time.
It's like, you know, I'm like from the 508. He's like, I'm from the 6.
We're from 732.
The 6 is Toronto.
Running to the 6.
No, it's Vermont.
I can't believe this shit. And it's the season of 6. Hold on. I love Vermont, but it's a season of 6. You guys.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Matt's a Big Dumb Dumb, part 196.
We love pranking Matt. Your reactions are so funny.
Immediately, we're all just like, yes.
We're on this.
We will go forward with this.
I know. We just like jumped on together.
Season of the six.
Of the six.
Okay. We're not doing that show today, are we? Some other good news happening in the United States is because of Mark Cuban, extremely cheap online pharmacy.
Oh, right.
Oh, good.
Because of Mark Cuban, extremely cheap online pharmacy where you can get your prescription drugs for fractions of what major retailers like CVS or Walgreens sell them for. Now, CVS is beginning to switch to this model. Oh. So hopefully cheaper medicine will be for everybody, will increasingly become a reality.
Interesting. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I know, because
it called? Cost Plus Drugs, I think it's called.
That's the name of Mark Cuban's thing.
GoodRx? I don't remember what it's. I think it's Cost Plus is what his thing is called.
But GoodRx does exist.
It's like, if you don't have health insurance, like,
I've read a lot of people that have said the Mark Cuban thing has literally, like, changed their life. Yeah. It's insane, because he's just got all this money, and he can afford to make it cheaper, but I've also seen people like, oh, this is just a way for him to like prey on poor people. But at the same time, like, if it's helping people,
get that vibe, he's more from helping. Him.
Yeah, he seems to be like one of the good ones.
A good Billy.
Yeah.
I still need to know like what happened with Mark Cuban selling the shares of his basketball team, quitting Shark Tank. Like, we never got clear.
I think he's just trying to vibe.
Probably bored.
Yeah. No.
Wants to switch
it up. I
need
to know.
Less responsibility. How old is he now? He has to be
in his 50s.
Yeah, I think so.
I met him once.
Me too.
I asked him how he got on the show Entourage. I thought that was the coolest thing he had done. I was like, how'd you get on Entourage? He's like, they called me and asked me to be on the show. Yeah. I was like, wow.
Like,
sick.
Fucking dumbass.
I know. I was like 20 years old.
Another good news is AI is slowly learning to recognize whale language, meaning one day successfully we could be able to communicate with them.
Stop. Oh,
with whales?
I saw this about animals.
Can we do like dogs?
I know, no, they cats are. And dogs. They're working on it, that they're going to be able to understand what cats and dogs are saying.
I would.
By using AI to like.
I'm so freaked out.
And then the other thing is that you'll be able to speak and it will bark back at the dog so the dog understands
Shut
what you're saying.
But do dogs have that type of language?
They might.
I don't think it's that type of a language system.
I don't think so either. I mean, I don't think my cats are like, and they're saying like hello to the other cat.
It's
like,
more
I think
emotive. They can tell.
They have started doing this for parrots. Parrots did a study that they gave them an iPad and they wanted them to FaceTime other parrots. And parrots are FaceTiming on iPads and having like full blown conversations and relationships, and they're talking.
But like, what are they saying? Are they like, hi, how are you?
Yes.
Or are
they just tweeting and stuff, and then they were saying like some of them like make more calls and then receive more calls. So there's like introverted and extroverted iPad parrots.
I need a screenshot of the parrots FaceTime.
I'll find this to you. It's like, it's unbelievable.
That's crazy.
Hello. Their beaks.
Because parrots are supposed to be solitary animals. Like, they're usually supposed to be in the wild with their friends and family and stuff.
They're chatty.
But people just keep them single, so like they get really sad.
Has anyone ever owned a bird?
No.
Absolutely.
I've spent some time with some parakeets.
Oh.
I feel like I've actually been around like a handful of I've always had a friend who's had a parakeet.
They're really cute, but they're so annoying.
No, I would get so scared.
They like, don't they live for a really long time too?
Mm-hmm. Who?
Parakeet.
They could be like 90. Numbers.
Just reminds me of the Home Alone 4 parrot.
Parrots are wild though. Like the, what do they call, like the big red ones? What are they called?
A macaw.
A macaw.
I know.
What, can you imagine if all birds were just that color?
I know, that's so sick. Or a toucan, like the Fruit Loops guy with the big beak.
Oh yeah.
Like that's a real thing.
Yeah. Or puffin.
And also puffins the ones that so can like sing songs. And you can like play a song and they will just sing the song.
Aww.
It's insane.
That's actually so cute. That's such good news.
I wonder what the whales are going to say, or when they finally figure it out.
Yeah, they're going to be like,
I'm horny.
Stop killing me.
They don't know that there's a planet out here. It's like just their planet.
No, they do. Sorry.
No, yeah, they definitely do. Because they're...
The whales are going to have some shit to say.
Oh, yeah.
They were causing chaos.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, this is what happened. 1%.
Yeah, we had a Cold War, a Civil War here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Whales are just so fascinating. How they're just these biggest mammals that
scary.
Exist, and these just I don't want to call them monsters, but just these mythical beasts of the deep. And they just go around. Have you seen, like, there were these two whales that, like, went down and made this, like, spiral bubble to, like, catch these fish. And it was like.
Oh, yeah.
I was just like, these it's were, like, so it was crazy. All meant to be. So the more I think about whales, it
really trips you up.
It trips me out as, like, why are we here? It makes me, like. Not in a way like believe in God, but that there is just this reason why we're here.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some other good news. Every year in Atlanta and surrounding areas, Clark Howard and affiliates raise donations to give literally every kid in foster care gifts of their choosing for Christmas morning.
Aww, that's really
They
nice.
Make the quota every year, and participating in it is a Christmas tradition at my house. Google Clark's Christmas Kids. Aww. And give what you can.
Cute.
Now that we know, even though it's January. Dolly Parton's Imagination Library sends out free books for kids under the age of 5, completely free of charge. Shout
She's
out to
queen.
Dolly.
I wish she would send me free books.
Yeah.
What was your
why only kids under 5?
What was your favorite like kids book when you were
Junie
a kid?
Junie B. Jones.
That was like it's a kind of a chapter book, right? Like,
I think
you,
so.
Did you have like a Chicka Chicka Boom Boom or like something
Chicka.
That was like?
Oh,
I liked the like Frog and Toad.
I forgot about those.
Loved Frog and Toad.
What were they up to? Were they up to like no good? Or
yeah,
did they
were
just
up to mischief.
Scamming?
Like, yeah, they were robbing banks.
They're out to scam.
It does seem scammy. Like, I feel like it was all dark. Like,
yeah. No, yeah.
They're like criminals or something. Yeah.
Or were they lovers?
It.
Was it like a Call Me By Your Ribbit situation?
Oh. I don't know.
Mike trying not to laugh.
I don't know.
No, I'm just thinking about the kids' books that I was reading when I was young. I really liked Infinite Jest.
Oh,
okay.
I can't even laugh. I really loved Amelia Bedelia.
Amelia Bedelia.
Oh, Babysitter's Club.
Oh, I never read those.
I don't know if I read them or I just like pretended to read them.
Those were chapter books,
yeah,
though, too.
Like I really wish they made Animorphs, but adult versions. Because I tried to go back and read one, and it's like a
they
little.
Do. It's called a quote.
What are you trying? Yeah, I was going to say, like, read right like now. A Game of Thrones.
No, Animorphs had something special about it.
Okay.
Because they were like a group of friends, and they had like this special power, and there was aliens. Like, the whole, it all worked perfectly.
Do you Harry what, Potter?
Do no.
You, do you know what Left Behind is? Like, Left Behind books? It's a Christian book.
No.
Oh, God.
Were you ever familiar with it?
No.
Carly, do you know Left Behind books?
No.
It was like this like Christian series of books where one day like the rapture happens and God picks all the people that he wants, and then it's all the people who are left behind
this
from
is like the
God.
Leftovers.
It's the holdovers.
Yeah. It's it was a huge
Is
like,
it a kid's book?
They were targeted to like, yeah, young, like if you're like 10 or 11, you would
That's
read
geez.
Left
horrifying.
Behind.
Yikes. No, not for me.
I think they made it a movie too. Remember Tiki Tiki Timbo?
Tiki Tiki Timbo, Ice in Limbo.
Oh, yeah. Chatty, chatty, wow. That was like kind of racist.
Yeah,
is that not Chicka Chicka Boom Boom?
Oh, yeah. It's this little kid who lives in China who has like the longest name ever.
Oh, I have
And his
no
brother
idea.
Falls into a well, and he has to, or Tiki Tiki Timbo falls into the well. And they're like, who fell into the well? And he's like, Tiki Tiki Tembo, no sad rimbo, chuddy chuddy ruchi.
Oh shit.
It was written by like a white lady.
Yeah. I think
they
were
reading
different
that
song.
Shit to us all the time. And we were like, haha, it's a Chinese name that's so long. Like, what was that all about?
What's Chicka Chicka Boom Boom about?
That's all the letters climbing up
the
coconut
tree.
A said to B,
popcorn.
I'll meet you up at the coconut tree. D said to F and
So that's
L.
the plot?
It's a bunch of letters and then it all falls down. Chicka Chicka Boom Boom. Iconic.
I loved Captain Underpants too. That was.
I never got into that, but I feel like I would have liked it.
Dave
oh my
Pilkey.
God. Yeah. So I don't know what he nailed, but the animation.
Tra-la-la.
The flip-o-rama. It was like a little cartoon that you would do. Like you would take two pages and flip them back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like a flip book, but it's just two pages. Yeah. So the people would just keep fighting each other.
And there's like Professor Poopy Pants.
Yeah, Professor Poopy Pants was like their, I think it's like their teacher
Professor
who like
Poopy Pants.
Moonlighted as a bad guy called Professor Poopy Pants. It's just unbelievably stupid, but God, what a great life that guy must be living. Who are you? Oh, yeah, I'm a Captain Underpants guy. I have $10 trillion.
Whoa.
I wrote a book about a fat guy in his underwear. What a life.
A fat cartoon.
No.
This post says we were killing cancer. Look at cancer survival rates over the last 5 years.
I think on a lot of statistics like health and death and murder and plane crashes, It's only gotten better every single year, like in history. Like today's the absolute best time to be a human being ever. Safest, most, I mean, I might go downhill once global warming kicks in, but for right now, I think we're in the golden age.
Can I add something very random?
Yes.
I found this and I was like, whoa. Okay, so this is good news, I suppose. Well, it is good news, but...
I suppose.
The title was... the NORAD, I don't know, maybe you guys know the NORAD Santa Tracker origin story.
No.
Like how it started. Okay, so interesting. It began nearly 70 years ago when a 5-year-old called a top secret emergency line reserved for the U.S. president and 4-star generals and asked, "Hello, is this Santa?" It was December 1955, the height of the Cold War. The phone that rang was big and red, only used to be during an international emergency. That wrong number and many others that followed because of a simple typo in a newspaper ad ended up launching a mission like none other for the North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, to develop a tracking system allowing families to follow Santa's journey around the world. Since then, the Santa Tracker has become a source of joy for millions of children.
Wow!
There was a wrong number that went to the fucking big red phone during the height of the Cold War. And someone picks it up.
Where's
Hey,
Santa?
Is this Santa?
It's funny too because it says...
You said the secret phrase, launch the nukes.
Yo, really?
Like, imagine if that was like the fucking code.
It says, this is a top secret line, explained Erin Gregory, curator of the Canada Aviation and Space Museum.
A female?
Yes.
Hmm.
So when it rings, that normally means bad news. Amid the tense atmosphere of the Cold War, a call to the NORAD hotline could have meant an incoming attack. So when the phone rang that day in 1955, all eyes at the command center turned to Colonel Harry Shoup, the operations commander at the Continental Air Defense Command in Colorado. At first, Shoup thought it was a joke and confronted the child, who burst into tears. Shoup quickly switched gears and bellowed, "Ho, ho, ho," taking on the jolly role of old Saint Nick.
This would be a great Hallmark movie.
That's what people were saying. They're like, this should be a movie. Yeah, Hallmark movie.
Well, I think war is a little too dark.
Yeah, well, it doesn't have to be during the war in the Hallmark movie.
For Holly.
The 4-day work week trials have confounded critics. It has often been dismissed as utopian thinking, but the 4-day work week silenced critics in 2023. The results of the world's largest 4-day work week trial took place in the UK and suggested it was a win-win for employees and bosses.
Okay. The UK already has 4-day work weeks. They are never working.
They take the entire summer off. August.
We're on holiday.
Yeah, we're on holiday.
We're on holiday. Play.
They also get fucking unlimited vacation.
We need to try it here.
Free healthcare.
Trials in the UK mean nothing to me. They're never there.
Childcare, like maternity leave, you get like a year off after the kid's born and you still get paid your full
salary. And the dad too, right?
Yeah, there's paternity care.
Damn.
America is like a third world country.
It's the worst.
Yeah, I saw something about daycare. It's basically like you're paying someone a salary each year to put your kid in daycare. No, like it's so
I have friends
expensive.
In New York, they pay for daycare like $3,000
a month.
And then my friend who just had a baby, she's like looking into daycares and she's like, they're literally all like $2,600. Like that's our rent.
Yeah.
So like, it's what like is daycare?
Are you serious?
Is that like before the kid goes to school?
Yeah, it's like when both parents work, you put your kid in daycare for the day and they like have teacher type of people.
But it's like they're like babies.
Yeah.
Did you go to daycare?
No, my mom was a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah, I realized now I didn't go to daycare.
I didn't go to daycare
I went to a lady's house who like, oh, like would look after like 8 kids.
That's, when I was really
little,
I did
for 2 hours.
Because my dad's company, it was like connected to it. So like I would go there because both my parents worked. Then when I was older, I did that.
Yeah.
Like a house.
How much was that though? My parents weren't paying.
It probably wasn't. Especially if it was like someone's house, it probably isn't as crazy. My ex-boyfriend from like Omaha, his mom ran a little daycare in their house. And it was cute. There was like probably 8 kids.
Can you still do that?
Yeah.
Is that still like legal? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. People, you need like a license.
I just didn't know if it was a different time
are
in the 90s.
No,
where
no.
Like, you have to have a license.
I was on the 90s and 20 when I was 20.
Did you like going to daycare or like hanging out with those kids?
I never went.
Well, it was nice too because when I went to the house lady, she had 4 daughters. So it was like 2 of them were much older, but 2 of them were around my age, a little bit older. So it was nice because then I just like made friends with them.
Yeah. Some good like sisterly bonding. Yeah.
Did everyone go to preschool? Is that like the thing everyone does?
I did.
Okay.
I didn't go to like a proper school. It was like a, it was a place where this lady just took care of us. Okay. Suzanne.
I was 16. I just went there every day.
She had a sunken living room. She had like a conversation. Oh, she had a conversation pit in her house at my pre-K. And
this is sad, but it's also uplifting in a way. Dolly Parton sings, "I will always love you" to dying fan who wish to meet her. So he was like dying and she sang, and
I never knew
Is that a Dolly Parton song?
Yeah, it's originally by Dolly Parton.
Whitney Houston.
Ah, that's interesting.
Let me see.
Crime plummeted in the United States. Initial data suggests that the murder rates for 2023 are down by almost 13%, the largest ever annual decline, one of the largest ever annual declines. And every major category of crime except auto theft has declined, with violent crimes falling to the one of the lowest rates in more than 50 years. So America is becoming
13, that's a big drop.
Do we believe the numbers?
Yeah.
Do you think
the cause of like
the prison population is 25% lower than its peak in 2009, which is crazy that the peak prison like population was in 2009.
So much weed.
I mean, yeah,
so many weed arrests.
Violent crimes. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, it's crazy cuz like here though, like our mayor, governor, I don't fucking know, that guy passed that
Rick Caruso?
No.
Gavin Newsom?
No, it's not even
Karen
him.
Bass?
It's, no, it's like this other guy.
Garcetti?
Who, Brad Sherman?
I don't fucking know.
We know our politicians here.
I don't know his name, but he made it so that like if someone breaks into your house basically and they go to jail, like they'll just get released. Like you have to have like do like much worse things now to actually stay
yeah,
there.
That they don't like, yeah, people will just go into Walgreens, take whatever they want and walk out and they don't get arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's why like so many home burglaries were happening because the burglaries
Goddamn
would
Democrats,
happen.
I'll tell you right
then
now.
Then they would put them in the jail and then they would just get released and then they would continue to do all of this stuff. Like home burglary is a huge problem in LA specifically right now.
Has the Ring cams, like the introduction of like home surveillance now and how a little bit more accessible that is, has that reduced it at all?
I don't know.
I would think, but also you see all these videos and they don't give a fuck, so
yeah,
I don't know.
You just wear a fucking COVID mask and then you do whatever
you
want.
And some sunnies. This one's really sweet.
Maybe it's like the DA or something.
Blind man spends Christmas Day with others for the first time in 15 years.
Oh,
a blind man?
He's blind, yes. Stephen had not had Christmas dinner or presents since his mother died, but this year a home care company in Bradford stepped in. Staff at Together We Care surprised him by cooking and eating lunch with him and gave him some gifts. The 54-year-old said, "This was the first time in many years I have not cried on Christmas Day." Stephen, who is also who has neurological issues, has been using Together We Care since April. When the staff noticed on his birthday that he bought a cake and saying happy birthday to himself, they decided to surprise him for Christmas.
Oh,
that is so sweet.
A blind man singing happy birthday to himself is the saddest thing I could ever think of.
That is so sad. It's like the little rover on top of Mars or wherever that was like, it's getting dark, and the girl's like sobbing about
Curiosity rover that was like tweeting like running out of battery
and it like sings
now.
Happy birthday to itself and it was like, it's getting dark, I can't see. And this girl's like sobbing about it. Aww. She was like, it's so sad.
Oh,
little robot.
A record number of countries have eliminated diseases this year.
Slay.
Egypt became the first country to eliminate hepatitis C.
Whoa.
The Maldives eliminated leprosy. Bangladesh eliminated the black fever and elephantitis.
Eliminated meaning like cured it or nobody has it?
Nobody has it in the country anymore.
So nobody in the United States has hepatitis C?
No, people in the United States definitely have hepatitis C.
But Egypt was made. Okay.
I guess Egypt, yeah. I don't know. They're claiming North Korea eliminated rubella. I don't know how. Where are they trusting the North Korean health ministry? That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, they're Cedar Side, an amazing hospital there.
Iraq eliminated trachoma, which I've never even heard. Ghana eliminated sleeping sickness, which I don't know what that
is. Sleeping sickness.
And then
the fuck is, I just can't sleep.
Azerbaijan, Tajikistan, and Belize eliminated malaria. The malaria thing's crazy. I think Bill Gates helped a lot with that.
Wow.
He like eliminated polio essentially from the entire world.
Did they also figure out a way to get rid of syphilis was by giving a person malaria and then the malaria would kill the syphilis and then you cure the malaria, but they realized like a way of getting rid of syphilis was by giving you malaria.
God, so that's how I have to do to you.
Syphilis?
Yeah.
I think that's the one that makes your bones like start to spike out
syphilis
of your body.
Syphilis is also
can make your STD.
It's an STD, and you get like red splotches all around. I remember when my psoriasis was really bad, and I went to the doctor, and he looked at it, was like, "Have you been tested for syphilis?" And I was like, "No."
Oh,
and he
no.
goes, "I mean, this does look like psoriasis, but we should test for syphilis because it also has like a similar pigment to it." And I was like, "Did not have syphilis." That's such a pretty name.
When I looked up sleeping sickness,
it is like not that bad.
Yeah, what's sleeping sickness?
Yeah.
Syphilis.
Okay, so I looked up sleeping sickness because I'm like, what the fuck is that? It's called African sleeping sickness, a disease caused by infection with the parasite Trypanosoma brucei, African, that is transmitted to humans by testes fly bites. The testes fly bites are only found in rural Africa. What is it?
Tsetse fly?
I guess. Fever, headaches, irritability, extreme fatigue, swollen lymph nodes, aching muscles and joints are common symptoms of sleeping sickness. Insomnia, obviously, sleepiness during the day, maybe uncontrollable, swollen lymph nodes all over the body. Sounds terrible.
Spain became the first European country to introduce paid leave for women experiencing menstrual pain.
That's
wow,
iconic.
That's kind of sick.
Prove it.
Sounds like all of these good things are just saying, happening everywhere but here.
Yeah, yeah, literally.
This is making me depressed.
Imagine you like lied. You're like, yeah, I'm on my period because you want an extra week. And then like you use that for like a vacation. And then you come back and then you do get your period. And you're like, shit. And then
You could be like, my period isn't stopping. Like, ugh, my hormones. Yeah. Like sometimes it'll happen. True. It's just, you know.
Globally, 27% of politicians in national parliaments in 2023 were women. In 1997, that number was just 12%.
Wow.
So more than doubled since 1997. Pretty good. You guys are doing some stuff.
Thank you.
Name a woman.
Name a woman.
Octavia Spencer.
Susan B. Anthony.
All right.
The last state to allow women to vote was the Vatican City, which in 2023... finally granted women the right to vote, meaning that women now have the legal right to vote in every single country in the world, although the Taliban has been removing the right from women in Afghanistan since they first won in the 1960s.
Good God.
That's
actually
sick.
Let's reel it in.
What?
It's just like insane.
Yeah.
Oh, the Taliban?
Yeah.
How many women are in the Vatican?
I don't know.
Two.
Oh, for every $1 invested in fossil fuels in 2023, $1.8 was invested in clean energy. Meaning we're investing almost twice in clean energy as we are in...
because of our Teslas.
Yeah. And the IEA forecasted that demand for oil for transport will begin a major decline in 2026. So like 2026, they're predicting is going to be the year that we use the most amount of oil. And then after that, we use less and less oil every year.
Oh. Whoa.
Yeah. And I think a lot of car companies are saying by like 2030, they will not make any new gas cars.
Are we not allowed in California to have a gas car after 2030 or something?
Yeah, they
like that?
Say that, but like the governor's only around every 4 years. So if another governor comes in, he's like, I'm going to change that fucking law.
You can have it. I just don't think they'd be able to sell
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That's correct.
Because there's too many like celebrities who have all their like prize toy cars that they're not going to be able to drive anymore. Like, this is the town of being flashy. Like,
yeah. I'm like, take them. I don't want to hear those Ferraris.
No, loud cars need to go. Like I said, out. They're so fucking annoying. Like, who are you trying to prove? You sound stupid.
And they're scary.
They're so low to the ground. They're so low.
I'm just like, shut up. You're not cool. You're causing people to be mad at you and annoyed. Yeah. Like, get off the road.
How do they
get
even
a life.
See in that thing? Like supercars?
I
like,
hate them.
I'm like, that looks like I would not be able to like the blind spots.
Navigating
insane.
A Ralph's parking lot in a fucking Lamborghini. Like, yeah.
I love hearing a Lamborghini tractor. Like,
yeah.
You're,
like,
yeah, you hear it like, you're like, love it. Yeah, fucking idiot. Why would you buy that car? Stupid moron.
Fucking rich idiot.
Yeah.
God.
Stupid fucking rich idiot.
The worst. Aaron, why don't you read some from the audience?
Someone said they're having their first baby due on the 9th of May.
Aww.
May 9th, that's a pretty date.
That's... No, that wasn't my bar mitzvah. Maybe it was.
I wonder what the probability is that you have, like, that babies are born on their actual due dates.
Oh, that's a good question.
Like, what are the facts?
Should I look it up?
Yeah, that would be kind of interesting.
Probability of babies born on their due dates.
What percentage of babies are actually born on their due date?
5%.
Of babies are actually born on their due date? Whoa.
That's more than I thought.
But is your due date...
I did it faster. You did the stupid chat GPT.
We got the same answer.
Yeah. 5%.
Thank you, Rashida Jones.
Wow. That's pretty,
like, I can't tell if it's Rashida Jones or...
It is?
Scarlett Johansson.
Let me see. Rashida
Play
Jones.
It. Hold on.
Recite me a funny line from Parks and Recreation.
No.
Sure thing. How about this one from Ron Swanson? There is only one bad word, taxes. Anything else from Parks and Rec you'd like?
I don't think that... Is that supposed to be a celebrity talking?
I think it's either Rashida Jones or Scarlett Johansson.
It kind of more sounds like Scarlett Johansson to me, but...
No, she had like her little lisp thing. Have her say like...
Something with a lot of S's.
Yeah.
Tell me a sentence that has a lot of S's. Just come up with something that's like 30 seconds long with a lot of the syllable S in it. Or the letter S in it. It doesn't matter.
Sure, here's a sentence with plenty of S's.
That's Karen.
Silly squirrels swiftly scamper, seeking scrumptious snacks, savoring sun-drenched surroundings. Enjoy that sizzling sentence. Anything else on your mind?
That's Rashida Jones.
I don't know.
Is it supposed to be somebody?
No, she will be like, I am not a celebrity. Here, you sound very much like Rashida. You sound very much like Rashida Jones. Is that where your voice is?
Anything specific you're in the
like, shut the fuck up.
Chat about or curious about?
She's getting
it's
annoyed.
Like a mix of their voices.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It might be a mix of their voice. Yeah. What is your voice based on? Who is your voice trying to sound like?
My voice is generated by a text-to-speech model, and it doesn't mimic any specific individual. It's designed to sound natural and conversational.
Liar!
Yeah, she's lying to you. This is why we don't trust AI.
She's like, you dumb fuck.
Siri needs to sound, though.
I agree. Less robot-y.
Can you speak in a Boston accent?
Got it. If there's anything you'd like to discuss or explore, feel free to share. No need to visit chatgpt.com. What's on your mind?
Can you speak in a Boston accent and just tell me the news of 2019 with a Boston accent?
Sure thing.
She's like,
all right, so in 2019 the Pats won another Super Bowl. Wicked good, right? Fenway Park celebrated its
100th. Oh, okay. Wicked good, right? Wicked good, right?
That's funny. They can't really do the accent. It's just wicked good, right?
They're like, no accents. We're not getting canceled.
Oh, boy.
That was rough.
Someone said, I'm buying a house.
Ooh.
Closing at the end of January.
Congratulations.
Damn.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
As homeowners, is buying a house as hard as it, like, seems?
I feel like I just kind of, like, went with the flow and it was fine.
You guys got the best deals of all time, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. I mean, I did sign 1,000 papers. I have no idea what I signed, but I think that's just like
that's
how
just
escrow
closing
goes.
Docs, but
yeah.
The main thing is the price and the
interest rate
and the taxes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I never understand like what the real estate agent, then there's a broker and the person
a lot
is
of
selling
it is
the
nonsense.
House. Like what the whole.
A lot of it is nonsense. They're probably going to be out of a job somewhat soon.
Who, the real estate agent or the broker? What is a real estate broker?
It's the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
But. Got you.
Yes, yeah.
It's just someone to show you the house, explain how it works, but like we can just Google all this stuff now.
Speaking of this.
Yeah, but they have to do all the paperwork.
You can have a lawyer do it, the real estate lawyer.
Yeah, I guess.
So, I mean, it's still very much in use, but like I think it's going to be like if there's an owner who wants to sell and someone who just like wants to buy, you don't need to have a real estate agent in between.
Is it true if you're a lawyer, you get also your real estate license as well?
I
think for the
know.
State of Texas, I think if you have your law degree, you are like, you can be a real estate agent.
Oh, that's
like
cool.
You don't even need to take the test. I think that's true. I've heard that is like, it qualifies you.
That's so weird.
They have to get their degree in everything. So they just know every case.
I guess so.
Oh my gosh. I won an Emmy recently.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
I am a motion graphic designer for a local news company.
Oh, that's cool.
Are you excited for the Emmys?
I am. I'm bummed we didn't do a fashion review for the Golden Globes.
Well, we did, but with him. But we could do the Emmys with you if you want.
Why didn't you guys ask me? Was I not good?
I asked them.
No, you're great.
They said, we don't need him.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, really?
No, the thing is, like, you're just, like, further away, to be honest. And it's like, I don't want to make him drive all the way here.
I don't mind coming out.
Okay, well, do the Emmys with us, then.
Yeah, and, like, we never want to ask you to do something, and then you feel like you have to do it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do I feel like that type of person where I feel bad that, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, you would communicate that more than once.
No, but I like doing it.
No, yeah, we know that. But it's just easier.
Yeah, well, if you want to do the Emmys next week.
I don't know if I want to do it.
That's fine. On. We've got Mike.
I don't want to feel PTSD. Like I have to do it.
You have PTSD from your appendix.
Don't be offended.
Wait, was the Emmys last year when you got your appendix removed, or was it 2 years ago?
No, it was September. It was because of COVID. They, like, delayed everything. I mean, the Emmys were in September of 2023.
What? When did you get your appendix removed?
September of 20.
But the Emmys were in September because they got pushed 22. From February to September.
Because of COVID.
2022.
It's like Coachella got moved to.
COVID was still around in 2022.
Well, I think it was probably like
the begin. Well, at the beginning of 2022. Remember, Omicron happened at the end of 2021, and there was a huge surge in cases.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so then I think they had to move it to the end of the year.
Fake news.
Good news. Matt crawling.
Someone said my vagina pH is normal.
Okay.
Who's that, Carly?
Yep, it's me.
How do you test that?
The pH in my tragus though is not.
No, it's Dude. So. How do you not...
test? Do you pee on a strip to like test it, or do you stick something up there and hold it for
I've
a few
never
minutes?
Done that or tried
maybe just
to
like
that.
At the gynecologist? They said that. There's, I have no idea.
I'm sure there's like, because you can do like yeast infection or like UTI tests. There's probably something like that.
Is there anything fun about the gynecologist? You're like, oh, I love this part.
No.
Nope.
It's all a nightmare.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because like when you go to the doctor, ugh. I love when they put the thing on your arm and it goes.
Oh, I hate
and
they,
and it
that.
Squeezes.
Know,
I'm like, oh,
cozy.
It feels so good.
No, yeah. I hate that.
And I love when they hit your little leg with the hammer and it goes clink.
Yeah.
It's like the cartoons. Like, I like some of those things.
I miss like getting that done, but like seeing the old school machine with that little thing pump it up. I love watching that. I don't even feel like they do that anymore.
No, and they don't even pump it anymore. It's just an automated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes me feel like claustrophobic. I don't like the way that it.
I wish I could do it to my whole
body.
And
then I can like see the veins in my arm. I don't like that at all. And then I'm like, get off my arm. I don't like it. It feels like it's going to explode.
Glove that I could go in and it would pump my whole body like that.
No, they literally, you can 100% do that.
It's a fetish.
No, it's like a machine.
To squeeze your whole body?
Yes. I sent you a picture a while ago when Morgan was at physical therapy and you did the thing on your legs.
Well, the leg thing, yeah.
No, but you can get it for your whole entire body.
I would love to go into a squeeze machine.
After surgeries, they'll put them on your legs because it prevents blood clots. Huh. Did you get them after your appendix? Like,
no.
I had these, like, thick-ass, like, things that would, like, squeeze my legs.
Normatec.
Should we buy one?
Normatec.
Yeah, we should all do a podcast in one.
How much? How much is it for the squish machine?
I'm going to say it's $1,500.
Just for the legs is $800.
Damn.
Oh, my God. Did I just nail that?
So you can get, like, for your legs, your arms.
What does it look like? Does it look like it just takes up junk? Oh, that's not too bad.
Let me see.
Mike's just sitting there.
Dude, that's kind of fucking sick.
Mike's next.
It probably feels so good.
But for the Normatec 3, full body is $1,449.
So
oh,
close.
My God.
Right on the prices, right, Mike.
God. I should go on that show.
But do you only, like, you can't keep that, like, pressed for that long. You probably can only do it for, like, a minute.
Like, and then you have to
be like. No, I think I did it for, like, 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
On my legs.
No, I don't know. I don't want it for 30 minutes. I just want, like, a nice, like, good squeeze and then.
No, but. Okay.
What?
You're in this shit for 30 minutes?
I have a foot massager and it's amazing. It's like that, but on my
feet. Those are the best when a foot massager squeezes your foot.
Oh, I'm obsessed with it. I'm just sitting there all day with my feet getting.
I really
like
just
hot.
Need a human being to hold me.
Okay. Oh, to have and
well,
to
I
hold
would,
you.
But you wouldn't like it, so.
I just had my first orgasm.
Oh my God.
Whoa. The big O.
Should we get an age check?
Finally got my first job as an ultrasound tech.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
I start Monday. That's so fun.
If I was an ultrasound tech, I would just be like.
Like doing your whole body.
That's such a
thing. All right, thank you. Just explore.
With their
like,
same gel.
Your penis.
Like, yeah.
Whoa.
I feel like that's a good job most of the time, but there's got to be some days where that's just devastating.
Yeah. Oh.
You got to be the one to deliver the bad news.
The doctor will come. He'll talk to you.
Yeah, I feel like that's how it works usually, right? Like, they don't say anything. It's like x-ray techs. Like, they can't tell you anything.
Yeah.
That's apparently one of the best jobs in hospitals, to be a radiation tech. All you do is look at a thing and be like, broken, not broken, and you get paid so much fucking money.
It's very clean.
Yeah.
Anesthesiologist is probably like the most, though.
That's a dangerous one, though, because you got to dial it in.
No, it is, but you get paid a lot.
Ugh, I just...
But you have to keep people alive, so
going to
sense.
A hospital every day.
Yeah.
Mad respect.
Grey's Only Anatomy. Nothing but respect.
I switched from Apple Music to Spotify, Soleil. And I have been so much happier.
Okay, Soleil.
Do you and TJ do a joint Spotify account?
No.
Do you know that they do offer that, and you can save an extra, like... $10 a month. Like,
but does it kick you off if someone else is listening?
No, you can transfer your whole account over and YouTube share it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Kind of cool. I've just been meaning to do that. Just save $120
Well, you're married
a year.
Now. It's, you know, you got to combine all the things.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I'm moving in with my long distance boyfriend in 2 weeks.
Ooh.
Ooh, give us an update. Email us an update.
She said, any advice?
Don't be cynical this year.
Yeah.
No, be cynical. I'm getting married in February this year.
Congrats. Mazel.
Mazel.
They did say, I know Matt loves weddings.
They invite you. Like,
I'm going to a wedding in February.
I think I've got a lot coming up this year.
Oh my God. How many? Let's
Again?
Hear it.
One, two, three, four, five. At least five right now.
Dude, I would just, at this point, fucking put the gun in my mouth and blow my fucking brains out.
Are they all like close friends, or do you just say yes to everyone?
Yeah, they're all very close friends. Okay. Oh, one's kind of at a distance, but we got to go because we want to see who's going to be there.
That's insane.
Who is it?
I don't know if I want to say it out loud. But you know who they are. Like, yeah, I'm very excited, but I'm also excited to see it for what it is.
Okay, well, we'll have to talk after.
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody.
Are you traveling anywhere for these?
Oh, yeah, that one, yeah, it's pretty far. The furthest one's going to be in England, going to the Cotswolds.
Wait, I went to one there last year.
Oh, really? We
got to
swap
Do you know where
places,
it is?
Or stories, or I don't know.
Spit?
Stop where the exact... venue is? No, I can look it up on my phone right
or
after.
Or like where you're staying, I should say.
No, haven't like booked any of that. We just know where it's
Is that the one in May?
Yes. Yes. I still want to respect other people's privacy about the details.
I think I'm getting invited to that one.
So yeah, you're going to go.
I know. I really got to find a date for that one. I've been to too many weddings solo.
Well, maybe you'll find a date at the wedding.
Never happens.
What if you fall in love with an English girl?
Never happens.
Well, but then it's long distance.
Yeah.
Well, who said it had to be like a relationship?
That's true.
Are there any other ones in like fun places?
Birmingham, Palm Springs for one.
Oh, that's what do you mean? That
Palm
is
Springs
fun.
Rules.
Yeah.
But I don't know if we're invited now to the Palm Springs one. I don't know. It's weird. Like, do you ever get texts where it's like someone's like, "Hey, what's your contact info, wedding purposes?"
Oh, and then it's
awesome.
Like...
And then you're like, that wedding's coming up in months, and I have not received it. And then you're like...
That happened with your wedding.
Matt and Patricia's wedding?
Well, we put out a save the date.
Yeah.
We did. Like, everyone knew what the date was.
Yeah, like
not
a couple weeks before. We had a couple hours to prepare.
Oh, I thought we sent this save the dates out, like at least 9 months in advance.
Uh-uh.
It wasn't?
Maybe 9 weeks.
Oh, forgive me.
No, I think
you guys knew always what the date was.
We did.
I saw you guys every week.
I know, but it was just funny that you brought that up. It's funny.
Oh.
Oh my God, what? I'm finally going to be able to see my sister after 20 years.
Holy shit, what's the story?
We need the tea.
Is that the end of it?
Yeah. No, end of it says, love you guys.
Oh, okay. God. We should do another episode that's like our Patreon where people write in their, like,
the
problems.
Next one, the man that killed my mom 5 years ago was finally arrested and facing federal charges.
Oh, whoa. My God.
Okay, you need to email us with all the details.
We need follow-ups.
Dates.
You know what I was thinking, too? For people that write in that are, like, rambling, what I do sometimes, you just take the thing, put it into ChatGPT, and just say...
Summarize this in
less than 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
If there's like a long article and I just want to know what the article is talking about.
Oh.
I'm like, can you just summarize this article into 10 bullet points?
Dude, I had a friend who called me recently and was saying that he was planning on proposing to this long distance girlfriend who lives like in a different country that he's never met. And I was just trying to convince this person that this was a terrible idea.
It sounds like a scam.
Already. I'm concerned it's a scam, but I have to be a little like gentle with him on his situation. But I was talking to him on the phone, trying to argue. And I'm like asking ChatGPT. I'm like, give me, my friend wants to marry this girl across seas and I'm very concerned. Give me like arguments of why he should say no. And so I'm typing it out. It's giving me bullet. And I'm looking at it and reciting every good reason not to I'm chatting with him.
It work?
Yes.
I'll explain more
about one of the five weddings you're going to.
But I was just trying to.
He's the best man.
But it was great just to pull up as like your own little mini teleprompter, like as you're on the phone. Because if someone's just going through something and you're at a loss for words, but you want to give them something concrete.
Yeah, that would have been great during school.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Like, yeah.
Do people need school anymore?
Like still having to like read Spark Notes?
Yeah,
which was still so like crazy.
Tedious.
This one. So crazy. I'm saving a life. I matched with a 20-year-old girl with leukemia to donate my bone marrow.
Wow.
That's crazy. That's
are so they normal. On a... Wait, match like... Okay, never
no,
mind.
No, there's like databases that you give your like blood type and some of your like demographic information, and then you get put into a database, and when you match with someone that needs bone marrow, if you're a match, you can donate it.
Do you like get to swipe right and left? No, be like, no. Ooh, we're a match, but I don't like how they look.
No, I don't think so.
Ugly. Yeah, I don't want that in my
bone
body.
Marrow, but not my type.
I don't think
I don't
so.
Like the hair.
Isn't getting your bone marrow extracted like
painful?
Painful.
Apparently, it's like one of the worst things.
But I'd be like, give me morphine up the wazoo. We're good.
Yeah, you need morphine with that fucking ear infection.
So Stop. Many people are having babies.
I'm so scared.
Congrats to all of you.
Don't give it
and
an
are
iPad.
You sure.
No iPad for babies.
This person's.
Do you watch Miss Rachel? Do you know who Miss Rachel is?
I know
do
she
we
is,
watch
yeah.
it?
I mean, I don't watch
well,
it, but I know
have
she is.
You seen a baby watch Miss
like
Rachel?
On TikTok.
It's like Sesame Street
yeah,
for kids.
TikTok.
Yeah, but it's like, it's really mesmerizing what, like, Miss Rachel, like, she, because she stars, directs, all of it. It's her own YouTube channel. She gets as many views as, like, Sesame Street does, even more. And she is really, like, kind and nice to the kid, but we like put Miss Rachel on one time when like we were like babysitting and we were like we need her to go to sleep, but let's just put on a little something, and just seeing how much the baby reacts to Miss Rachel, it's like
crazy.
Yeah, like I get why it works.
Look it up on TikTok.
I've never watched.
They come up on my feed.
The kids just love it. I think Cocomelon is crack, but you know, if you're gonna put on anything, Miss Rachel, she really, she it's very educational. She gets
Paw
them
Patrol?
Excited.
Hi.
It's kind of it's magical.
This one is very funny. My STD test came back negative, and I'm paying off my credit card debt.
Wow, 2-in-1, baby.
Aaron at age 19. That's funny.
My cats finally started using their Squishmallow beds. What's that?
Oh.
I don't know.
Squishmallow makes beds now? I thought Squishmallows are like those,
they're like those stuffed animal
stuffed
things.
Animals that are almost like Beanie Babies.
Yeah, it's probably not that big of a shift for them to make a bed.
Yeah. Cats will sleep on anything.
Mike, some good news. I found out I was Jewish. My grandma was adopted and we found her family.
Wow. Dang. Welcome to the family.
Mazel.
Wow. Mazel.
Must be nice.
See you at Passover.
Yeah. See you at Passover.
We do a bad news episode.
What?
We do a bad news episode next week.
Probably be easier.
For sure.
Holy shit. I had weight loss surgery in August 2023 and have lost I have lost 100 pounds and have never been happier.
Wow.
Since August? That's like 6 months ago.
Yeah. Wow.
Damn.
Good for you. Turn the fuck up.
Let's go.
This was my therapist got engaged.
What?
Oh, that's a little sad.
Why?
That like the good news for her is that her therapist got engaged. Like,
no, that's true.
No, I'm kidding. It's good. That's great.
We have a family friend, Carly, and Aaron, all of you guys, who is a she's a therapist, and you know she has her own practice where there's these other therapists there. One of the therapists died, had been chronically sick, didn't want to tell any of the other therapists that they were dying. They died, and now they have to take all of that therapist's clients, bring them in,
and tell them,
and then also have to do the grieving process with each and every one of them. And they're like really frustrated with this therapist who was just like,
"Do you know what she died from?"
I can't cancer. I'm pretty sure, but just kept it a secret and private.
Holy crap.
And she's just like, it's been madness having to take on all of these new clients and figure out
what to do
with them and care for them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's so unlike
a therapist. Could you imagine having a therapist for like years and then you walk in one day and they're like, hey, actually, your therapist died.
Yeah. That therapist needed therapy to figure out how she should,
literally.
I don't
know, and like, I understand like keeping that to yourself if you want to, but like, I feel like when you're in that business, it's kind of like, I got to warn my clients because they're like,
it's not like a barber. What was the one you were shocked at?
My cousin had a baby on New Year's, not to trigger you, Matt, and didn't even know she was pregnant.
Oh.
What's my trigger about this?
Because you don't think it's possible.
You're like,
there's no way. You're like, there's no way.
You said, if I were a woman.
That's what I said?
You're like, I would know.
Yeah, you're like, if I were a woman, I would just be intuitive with my body. And that is so crazy.
I mean, no, yeah, if it were me, I think I would be. But I understand how it can happen.
No, it's a literal medical prognosis.
That's like our theory of like, if a plane was crashing, like we could just jump out and be fine.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's too easy. That's too easy.
Yeah.
And then I feel like a good one to end it off on is, I got my kidney transplant this winter after a year on dialysis.
Wow. Oh, congratulations.
Your podcast helped me through.
Oh,
wow.
I love that. Thank you. Yay!
That's awesome.
Oh, some
good
news.
That's the best news, I think.
We'll be back next week with the worst news.
The worst news possible.
Disturbing facts. Life altering.
Oh, I love that.
In SFL.
We could literally just read that Twitter page.
The Twitter account. That,
what is it, like murder, like mystery, whatever?
I have disturbing ones.
Me too. Like, I have like death ones, disturbing ones, like creepy.
Should we?
We could do one where people write in, like our Patreon, kind of. I feel like those are always fun.
We can do an advice one too. I like getting advice.
That's what I mean.
Can we do a drinking one?
It's just so early in the morning.
Afternoon.
I don't
but we just do it later on like a Friday. Then we go get margaritas after.
I mean, yeah, I'd be down for that.
Well, but before.
Yeah. But traffic getting down on a Friday. So
we just Uber. We don't have to do shit. We like get a big old like Black XL.
What would the drinking episode theme be, though?
We just shoot the shit. We haven't. Us four have not had drinks. In I think years.
Me and Carly. I got shit faced with Carly on New Year's.
Yeah,
I was not shit faced.
I think you were shit faced.
Carly was home by 11:30.
I know.
I was drinking a lot of wine, but I didn't get shit faced.
It would do well. The episode would.
I think
people would like to watch it, and we'd have a lot of laughs. I think.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll see if we can plan
it. Also, I'm just going to put it on this podcast to put it into the universe. But people, Carly and I were on live yesterday and they were like, we want good influences on the road.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Live shows, baby.
Should we ask them to comment down below their cities? Or?
I don't know how to get it started, but I feel like we should like, feel
that
out.
Like a survey or something?
Also,
or?
Merchandise.
Oh, already I have it. Actually, no, today there was a person. There's a person I want to commission a piece from, but I know you don't want. We'll talk about this later.
This is going to hold us accountable.
Merch is in 2024. Just to circle back,
merch and live shows
out the election. Just no election.
Right, out making.
Okay. We'll see you next week.
Making excuses.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.